Today's episode is brought to you by the Clackamas County Fair and Rodeo, everything a county fair was meant to be. Coming to you August 16th through 20th, only in Canby. Tickets and information at clackamascountyfair.com or download the new app on Google Play or the Apple App Store. This episode is also brought to you by Oddmo's Pizza in Canby. Handmade awesome pizza plus craft beer, wine, and cider delivered. Order today at 503-263-8444 or visit them online at oddmos.com.
Welcome to Now Hear This Canby,
your source for news.
The threat of a possible teacher strike was avoided this week.
There's a new irresistibly cute creature winning over fans, and its name is Scootaloo.
Sports?
It's like Lucy in the football. You want to kick a field goal, but they take it away from you.
We had to learn how to win.
Goal can't be in the last second of the game!
And interesting conversations.
Because I'm one of the strongest girls ever, and I know that for a fact.
I just really enjoy writing gossip as if I was a bear.
With an old maid daughter that make the best moonshine in the coast.
If it would have hit me in the face, I think I would have died. I really do.
I guarantee you would have died, man. Are you kidding me?
Welcome to the Now Hear This Canby podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Martina Baker, and this is what's happening this week in our community. Clackamas County voters will decide on November 8th whether to approve a two-year pause on places to grow and supervise the use of psilocybin mushrooms in connection with mental health. County commissioners voted 5-0 July 28th to refer the measure, following an extended discussion 2 weeks earlier with the county health officer, who also sits on the state psilocybin advisory board and the manager of the state psilocybin services section of the Oregon Health Authority. The state agency is still writing rules for the program and will, in January, start to accept license applications for production facilities and service centers where the psychoactive drug can be administered. Oregon voters approved the program under a 2020 initiative known as Measure 109 by 55.8% statewide and 52.4% in Clackamas County. The measure provided for a two-year phase-in, and it allows cities and counties to opt out of the program if voters approve in a general election, which is held every 2 years. What the voters voted for was an overarching policy, Commissioner Sonia Fisher said. What we are concerned about is the lack of rules and how things will be implemented. The proposed ban would run through December 2024, but expire automatically unless voters renew it through another ballot measure. Commissioners did hear from a Damascus resident who opposed the board's referral of a ballot measure. They heard from the head of addiction medicine at Oregon Health and Science University at their July 14th hearing. Clackamas County would be Oregon's most populous to decide on such a measure, which would apply only in unincorporated areas outside cities. Washington County rejected referral of a similar two-year ban on a 3-2 board vote on August 2nd. No ballot measures are planned in Multnomah County or Portland. Voters in Molalla and Sandy will decide on permanent bans already approved by their city councils. That list could grow by the August 19th filing deadline. Among other large counties where voters will decide measures are Jackson County in Southern Oregon and Deschutes County in Central Oregon, where Measure 109 passed in 2020, and Marion County, where it was rejected. Unlike marijuana legalization that Oregon voters approved in 2014, Measure 109 does not make legal adult possession and use of psilocybin mushrooms and does not allow their cultivation by individuals and does not allow retail sales through dispensaries. Psilocybin can be grown only in state-licensed production facilities, which must be compatible with local land use requirements and administered at service centers, also licensed by facilitators who have undergone 120 hours of training. Three people reportedly received minor injuries when a TriMet Max train collided with an end-of-the-line bumper in Milwaukee Friday morning. TriMet, formerly known as the Tri-County Metropolitan Transportation District of Oregon, reported the incident shortly after 8 a.m. The agency's orange and yellow lines were delayed by as much as 30 minutes following the collision, which occurred near the intersection of Southeast Park Avenue and 27th in Milwaukee. There were three riders on board the MAX train at the time of the crash, two of whom reportedly claimed minor injuries. They were evaluated on the scene by Clackamas Fire medical personnel, but declined to be taken to the hospital for treatment. The train operator also received minor injuries and was transported to a local hospital. The third rider reportedly slept through the incident, according to Clackamas Fire. In a release on Friday afternoon, TriMet apologized for the incident and said safety measures are in place for these incidents. "We've been asked if the MAX train could have continued past the barrier and kept going down McLaughlin," a spokesperson for TriMet told KPTV. "The answer is no." The train has been taken out of commission, and the incident is being investigated by Clackamas Fire and TriMet. Anyone with information about the incident is encouraged to reach out. The 2022 Swan Island Dahlia Festival is up and running at Swan Island Dahlias, the world's largest dahlia farm, located just north of Canby on North Holly Street. The event features rows and rows of colorful dahlias and will be open to the public through September 30th. Visitors can stroll over 40 acres and enjoy food, music, and more during its two-month run. Parking and admission to the festival are free. The event runs from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. daily, except Wednesdays. This year's Dahlia Festival includes a Sunday market, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday, classes including dahlia care, painting, yoga, floral arranging and crafting, a rotating menu of delicious food carts, face painting available on the weekends, and live concerts from noon to 4 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. For more information, check the website at www.dahlias.com or call 800-410-6540. The Canby Police Department's second annual Grill and Chill event was an unqualified success last week, as hundreds of area residents and families visited CPD headquarters for an evening of food and fun. The free event included hot dogs grilled up by Master Chefs Captain Jose Gonzalez and Officer Steve Christman, along with live music by the Canby Music Team. Other officers demonstrated police vehicles, equipment, and techniques, including a canine officer demonstration, tasers, and drones. Free Kona ice and ice cream were offered for dessert, though temperatures were mercifully 10 or so degrees below their excessive highs the previous week. Other activities included games, a photo booth, and a dunk-a-cop dunk tank that proved overwhelmingly popular for unknown reasons. The event was Canby Police's way of saying thank you to this great and supportive community, according to CPD Chief George Trow. It coincided with National Night Out, an annual observance on the first Tuesday in August, created to foster quality relationships between police and those they serve in an effort to strengthen relationships and the community overall. For more photos, visit the Canby Currents page on Facebook and Instagram at Canby Current. Since 1948, the Canby Kiwanis Kitty Capers Parade has kicked off the Clackamas County Fair. The tradition continues with the 74th annual parade on August 16th of 2022 at 10 a.m. Registered participants, kids and their parents or guardians, receive a ticket for free admission to the fair, good on opening day as supplies last. Free registration begins at 8 a.m. behind Night School at Northwest 5th Avenue and North 1st Street. Judging of costumed and decorated entries begins at 9 a.m. Once the parade takes off at 10 a.m., it takes a half hour to an hour to wind its way through downtown Canby and enter the Locust Street Gate of the fairgrounds. This year's Grand Marshals for the Kitty Capers Parade will be the school bus drivers of the Canby School District. Kiwanians say they want to show appreciation for their work transporting our students safely to school and activities. A special appreciation award will go to longtime athletics bus driver Jim Barr, affectionately known as Jimbo by the students, for his attention to each student, cheering on teams he transports, and being a positive light in their lives. We are excited for the community to think like a kid, to create costumes and decorate a bike or wagon, or put together a float or join the fun, said Kiwanis President Angela Baker. We especially like to see entries with the fair's theme, which is See the Old and the New in 2022. To help kids get their bikes decorated, Canby Kiwanis will hold a free bike decorating workshop in the night school covered area on Monday, August 15th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Bikes can be locked in the gym overnight once they are decorated and picked up in time for the judging. Canby Kiwanis will award cash prizes and ribbons to winners in the walking, biking, wheeled, and animal categories. Winners in the float and marching group categories will receive ribbons. Helmets are required when riding bikes, trikes, scooters, and similar conveyances in the parade. No motorized go-karts, motorbikes, or similar vehicles are allowed. All animals must be leashed, harnessed, or on halters. Political campaigning is not permitted, although current office holders may participate as representatives of their governmental office. Canby Kiwanis encourages participants, especially large groups like preschools and dance studios, to fill out their registration forms in advance. Every participant must have a responsible adult sign a waiver, and adult participants must also register. If you have any questions, use the Contact Us page at canbykiwanis.org.
Hey, Tyler, we have a furry new friend I wanted to show you. His name is Frankie with an I-E. Isn't that cute?
Oh, I get it, because you're Frankie with a C-K-E.
Yeah.
That's so clever.
I know.
The only cute thing I see on this video is me, because you're blurry and frozen.
What? No way. I just got a new phone, and it's supposed to have a great camera.
Dude, you can have the best camera in the world, but you still freeze up if your video calls don't have quality internet.
So what should I do? Frankie's playing in the pool, and it's absolutely adorable.
I'm guessing you're using your mobile data for this FaceTime call, right? Just connect to your home Wi-Fi instead. I bet your video comes through just fine. You did just upgrade to direct link with Wi-Fi and fast upload speed, so you might as well get the best use out of them.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, hang on. There. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I should be on my Wi-Fi now.
Yep.
Can you see Frankie in the pool?
Oh, he looks like he's having a blast. See what fast upload speeds can do? For upload and downloads at the speed of aww, visit www.directlink.coop/internet or give him a call at 503-266-8111.
Frankie, give me back my phone.
I'm Roz Mason. I'm running for Oregon Senate District 26. This is a rural district. And while our area has historically been seen as a Republican stronghold, this is simply no longer the case. A near even number of registered voters from both parties now live in our area, and the voice of independent and non-affiliated voters is critically important. I'm the candidate with the best track record of bridge building and working across the political spectrum. I'm committed to representing all people in my district. I show that through my involvement in public safety, the military, business, and agriculture. We all want responsible legislation and civility. In this race, your vote and involvement really matter. Join us at masonfororegon.com. Paid for by Mason for Oregon 21968.
Okay.
Okay, on the Can We Conversation today, we're going to be talking with a few members of the cast of Wiley and the Hairy Man, a production of Can We Community Theater, which is making its debut this month at the Flower Farmer. Why don't you guys go around and introduce yourself and who you play in the show?
I'm Victoria Ferguson, and I play Mammy, Wiley's mother.
Mm-hmm. I'm Alexandria Alex Woodward, and I play Wiley.
One of the stars.
One of the stars, yes.
And I'm Cody Clark, and I play the Hairy Man.
Yes. You guys play all such interesting characters. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about your character, without no spoilers, right?
We hate spoilers. Yeah, no spoilers. Mammy is kind of a tough lover, kind of hard on Wiley, but very sincere and cares very deeply about her child.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Wiley is the main character, so big main character syndrome.
What's the approximate age?
About 12 years old,
okay.
Which is quite a flex because I'm about to turn 23, so I had to really tap into my inner child and be boisterous and loud, which I haven't been either in a very long time.
Absolutely. And then Cody, your character is basically, I mean, you're barely even acting up there. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, pretty much. No, the Hairy Man's a big bully. He's aggressive, he's loud, he's wild. But in the end, he's really insecure. So, you know, there's not a lot to go below the surface with for the Hairy Man.
Right. It's all very, very,
very,
very transparent
level.
For what it's worth. Yeah. So you can say a lot about him, but he's honest, though. So. Let's talk a little bit about the story. It is just kind of this classic story. The Hairy Man, you know, is sort of this legendary monster type of character in this rural kind of backwater type community. Mm-hmm. And Wiley, as a child, is just afraid of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always loved the good old-fashioned good versus evil story.
It's a simple story, but it's fun.
Yeah, it's simple, but, you know, the kids love it. I've always loved it, so it's really fun to be able to do that, and I really hope everybody likes it.
What do you like about the story?
My favorite thing about the story is just the really simple message of overcoming your fears, and that courage isn't the lack of fear but persevering through it, and it's a really good message for kids.
Cody playing kind of the villain, and unlike a lot of stories nowadays where, like, the villain isn't revealed to sort of be, like, a good guy who's misunderstood, like, oh, you're just a bad guy who's kind of a bully. What was that like, getting into that character?
That was a lot of fun. I usually get typecasted as nerds.
I kept expecting, like, twist where, he's just, you know, people were mean to him, and so he's mean. Like, no, he's
no, there's no twist. He's just a turd. But no, it's very straightforward, and it's different than what I usually get to play.
Yeah.
And so it's really fun getting to act the villain. I mean, you don't get to do that every day. And I don't know, really fun just being aggressive for an hour.
Got this, like, so guttural. Like, it hurts my voice hearing you.
It hurts my voice.
How do you handle that?
I drink a lot of water, and I try not to talk during the day.
Yeah.
There's some...
he's, like, writing out.
There's a lot of technique. I mean, you have to go from the diaphragm, and even then, if you're not smart, then you tear your vocal folds, and I'm not smart, so I'm hurting a little bit.
So I've done that.
But there's some practice, and, you know, just got to pace yourself and not go too far and kind of know where the line is between guttural and, you know, screamo.
And for you guys, so you're doing accents. How did you get into this very, like, Louisiana kind of southern lilt?
For me, it was pretty easy. It sounds kind of bad, but the way I got into it is just making fun of the southern accent.
That's a little over the top.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, is to just make fun of it.
Mm-hmm. For me, I have...
So you're also affecting a child.
Yes. Yeah. So this is actually, believe it or not, the third time I have played someone from the Deep South. I played two people from the Deep South back in high school. I played an old lady and then an old man.
Yeah.
So now I get to meet in the middle and, you know, tap into my inner child. So for me, it was really easy because I've done it before. So it was really easy to slide back in.
So you've done previous, sounds like, Canby High School performances, Canby Community?
Actually, Colton High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I graduated from Colton, and this is actually my first ever production with Canby Community
Theater.
What
about you guys?
This will be my second production with Canby Community Theater, but I, too, graduated from Colton High and did plays all throughout that time as well.
Yeah. This is like my seventh show with Candy.
Okay.
My fourth one with
Craig. Before COVID?
Yeah, before COVID, I did quite a few. Graduated from Canby High School, did, you know, theater and choir and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Been around.
So you've been through it with everything that happened with the pandemic and everything. How's it feel to see this continuing journey of Canby Community Theater?
After 2 years of not knowing if it would come back, it's just good to do something with the community again. So it's really a blessing, and it's really cool to see.
Yeah, yeah. It's a perfect like venue, like right?
Yeah, yeah. It's perfect for the setting of the
perfect.
Show.
Yeah, it's like there's it's like this. I don't know if it was here before, if it was built for the show, but it's like this theater made out of hay bales, like giant hay bales.
It was built for the show.
Yeah, okay, specifically for the show. Built by Louis, the wonderful owner of the Flower Farmer.
Okay, yeah, yeah, it's just perfect and got kind of the vines and the webbing draped over to kind of give it the right setting, but. You know, going to be back again during COVID with community theater. We did some virtual stuff, but now we've got audiences and things again. You guys must be excited.
It's about time.
Yeah. It's so great. It's so amazing to be back in front of an audience and back with the Canby community, because while I didn't grow up here, I've just grown to love it so much.
Yeah. For a show like this, there's so much humor. Right?
Yes.
And that's, I mean, the audience really is part of the show in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's something for everybody. There's subtle humor for the adults, and there are fun visual gags for the kids, and it's just an all-around joy.
Yeah, yeah. So you guys, I guess, should we count Randy the dog as well?
Yeah, yes. Randy the dog.
Randy makes
Randy
the show.
The dog. Yes.
He is awesome. Yeah.
The heart and
soul. Talk about him a little bit.
Yeah.
So Randy Hamilton, he plays Wiley's dog.
Beloved hound dog, yes.
He has no lines, but...
that's not true. He says gulp.
I guess... he's been part of community theater for a long time
since
as well.
Since 2000.
Yes. Lots of big roles and everything, and, you know, this must be fun for him. He seems to really ham it up.
I mean, what's cool to see is that this isn't his biggest role, but he plays it like it's the most important role he's ever played.
Yes.
And the show wouldn't be the show if Randy wasn't playing the dog.
Yeah. It's amazing. You guys are kind of the main characters, but then you've got this chorus that is also like part of the set often. And that's really cool. What's that like?
It's really fun to have a visual representation of the conjuring that Mammy and the Hairy Man do, and just having them be just immersed in the show in such an important part, even though they're technically in the background, quote unquote. The show wouldn't be the show without the chorus.
Yeah.
Getting to interact so closely with the cast, I have never been with a closer cast ever, and it's really wonderful. How much work they've put into it, because the show, the background, the ambiance, it wouldn't happen without a single one of them. So it's really wonderful to see, you know, how much work they've put in and how well they're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of all of them.
Yeah. It really runs the gamut, little kids, some grown-ups. It's
we've got
really
some,
cool to see.
Yeah, we've got some really great little kids.
Yeah,
so
they do awesome.
Yes, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I think our oldest is only 10 and our youngest is 7.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah they're all doing phenomenal.
Yeah, so cool. There's like a band.
Yes, Foley section.
Yeah, like I was telling Craig, like a jug band. But they do great. They do like sound effects of like frogs when they're in the swamp, and there's some harmonica music that kind of carries scenes, scene transitions and whatnot.
It's the slide whistle for me.
Yeah,
that one was so hard.
Great slide whistle work.
Yeah.
Award-winning slide whistle work.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you guys know where this show comes from? I never heard of it before.
It's an old Southern folk legend.
Yeah, I can
so
see
it
that.
It comes from like the deep South swamps. It's actually, I don't know how far it dates back. I believe it's the 1800s, but it's straight out of like lore.
So what was the thinking to do it in 2022 Canby, Oregon?
I mean... Depends on your view of Canby. A lot of people think that Canby is kind of a...
Oh, let's go there.
A lot of people think Canby is kind of like a farm town. They think it's really country.
Well,
so, you know, it doesn't
farmer.
Feel super far out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean...
Oregon is Bigfoot country, right?
Oregon is Bigfoot country.
Yeah, it's like our mascot. Yeah, we just had the Bigfoot Festival here in Cambie a couple weekends ago. Yeah.
Well, and shows are timeless if you make them timeless. I mean, it doesn't matter when a show was written. If you can bring it to life in the modern day, then it never really goes out of style. Unless it's cats.
I was shots fired.
Wow.
I was going to say something about everybody loves a good period piece. Yeah. And I mean, you know, early 1900s, Deep South Louisiana, it's just...
Yeah, but if you can do it with humor and make it fun, I mean, that's just, like you said earlier, something for everybody.
And
so.
The message is timeless. As long as there are humans, there will always be fear, and you'll always need to overcome it. So even though it comes from 1800s, 1900s, Deep South folklore, it's I still think it's relevant today.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's magic, but like in a lot of your classic fables and folklore, mm-hmm. you know, you got the main character really kind of succeeding through their wits, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if we can say through wits all the way through.
I know. The hairy man has something to say about that. He feels like he was cheated. So.
Dumb luck.
Yeah. I mean, isn't there always like an allegory like underneath all these folk tales?
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's what keeps them alive. Yeah,
I think into grim fairy tales.
I think Hairy Man is definitely a personification of Wiley's childlike fear. He's the Southern boogeyman, basically.
Yeah. Southern boogeyman, I like that.
Cool. So we got opening night tomorrow.
Yes.
Super exciting. Why don't we just wrap up here and go around? What's one thing that you're most excited about? I'll start with Wiley.
I'm most excited about, you know, getting back into, you know, the community, getting to see everybody's face, their entire face, not just, you know, from the eyes up.
Well,
and
you
won't
see Cody's entire face.
No.
Until the end.
Oh, shush, spoilers. But I have loved every second of doing this, and I really hope that, you know, the audience enjoys it, because I've had so much fun. You know, I'm so proud of the course. I'm so proud of the other, you know, the Hairy Man and Mammy, and it's just, it's been an absolute blast to be able to do this.
Yeah.
I'm definitely most excited to just be in front of an audience again. There's something about live theater, just the energy that you get from just being in front of an audience that's enjoying the show and is invested and laughing and crying and clapping. There's just no feeling like it. So it's just good to be back with the community, back in front of them, and just spreading the joy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, you know,
the Hairy Man the last word.
Yeah, for once.
Dangerous.
Well, after growing up in Cambie and, you know, living here my whole life, there's something about the community getting together that always gets me excited and brings me a lot of joy. So having a chance to perform for people I know and my family and, you know, my wife and my friends just really gives me something to look forward to. So I'm excited for the community to come together and give them a good time, hopefully.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you guys so much. So no ticket price per se. Donations are accepted, but we'll have the show times and all that information on our show notes for people to come check you guys out.
Yeah, hope
it goes awesome.
The show is free, but we love snacks. So.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
We will accept.
I mean, the Hairy Cast.
We'll accept cases of water.
Yes. The Hairy Man is out of a job, so he's going to need food soon.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah. We gotta help each other out, even the hairiest among us.
How is he going to pay Swamp rent?
I have a mortgage.
Got young hairy kids to feed. Hey Tyler, read any good books lately?
Yeah, actually I'm reading a really good one right now.
Awesome. What's it about?
It's kind of complicated, but there's like these two kids with an absent parent, and then this mysterious stranger shows up with his sinister accomplices, and they just start wreaking havoc in their lives. I think it's like a Faustian metaphor.
Wow, that sounds really dense.
It is.
Interesting, though. Who wrote it?
You know, I think it's like a doctor. Starts with like an S or something. Sassos.
Tyler, are you reading The Cat in the Hat?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to. It's taken me like 2 months to get this far.
Okay, well, hey, whatever your interest or reading level,
open the world of all things books at the Book Nook in downtown Canby.
Yeah, guys, this local, independently owned and operated store is your one-stop shop for the latest releases and great deals on a huge variety of previously owned books, as well as games, art, and writing supplies and gifts.
They also do book clubs and game nights if you're looking for some fun, healthy activities right here in Canby. And hey, you know, for you, Tyler, they have a really expansive selection of children's books.
Oh, cool. Anyway, check them out on Facebook and Instagram, online at booknookcanby.com, or stop by 294 Northwest 2nd Avenue and let their friendly staff introduce you to your new favorite read. Hey, Frankie, why do you think I'd be interested in children's books?
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, okay.
Those of us who call this area home know there's just something special about the Clackamas County Fair. Maybe it's the livestock and agricultural displays where the farmers and youngsters who toil all year to work the land and feed our country showcase the fruits of their labor. Maybe it's the food. Hey, where else can you feast on a foot-long hand-dipped corn dog and a pile of ribbon fries the size of Mount Hood? And for dessert, homemade sour cream and raisin pie? A chocolate and vanilla swirl cone from the Dairy Women Red Barn, or for the purist, the one and only elephant ear. Maybe it's the long nights on the Midway, or the unmatched thrill of man against nature in the Canby Rodeo, or the inspired performances of musicians and entertainers playing for their favorite hometown crowd. Or maybe it's that sense you get as soon as you step foot onto the historic Clackamas County Fairgrounds and you realize we do things a little differently here, and are willing to work a little harder to preserve the things we love. Whatever it is, the Clackamas County Fair has got it, and in spades. Come see everything a county fair was meant to be, only in Canby, August 16th through the 20th. Tickets on sale now at clackamascountyfair.com, or on the new Clackamas County Fair app on Google Play or the Apple App Store.
Oh, dog, that ain't no good. Now you gotta come back so I can leapfrog over you. Now I gotta come back so you can leapfrog over me.
There's some mighty scary sounds when the hairy man's around.
Don't.
Hey, dog. What do you think? Ain't that the finest tree you ever laid your eyes on? Now, dog, you stay there. When I start swinging, them chips is gonna fly. This here's a good tree. Just look at the trunk. Now, dog, you stay right there. Because if you do, we ain't gonna have no trouble from the hairy man. Because the hairy man can't stand no dogs. Everybody knows that.
Shuffling through the swamp grass, blowing in the breeze.
Clownish, clownish, fast as he can. What do you want to see? He's called the Harry Man.
The Harry Man?
The Harry Man.
Harry Man.
Harry Man.
Wiley.
Wiley.
Harry Man, you go on or I'll sick my hound dog on you.
Wiley!
Harry Man, I told you. Hound dog! Here, dog!
Dog! There ain't no hound dogs not nowheres here.
Says you, Harry Man. I know he's near.
He's chasing my magic miles from here.
Hound dog!
What you doing up in that tree?
Climbing.
But it's only me.
I know. That's why I'm climbing.
Why don't you come home with me for supper?
I ain't even had lunch yet.
Neither have I, Wiley.
My mammy, she told me don't you have no conversations with no hairy man. So you go on.
If you come on down, I'll give you a nice piece of sugar cane.
If and you so hungry, you eat it yourself.
I am trying to be nice, Wiley, but you's gonna get me riled. If and you don't come down, I's coming up.
You can't! Cause you got the ugliest, slimiest, no tree climbing feet in the whole county.
Why don't you come on down for a closer look?
I don't need no closer look. I can smell them from up here. Hey, you, Harry Man, you got some smelly feet.
Wiley, I'm gonna cast a spell on that tree, gonna be your end.
No, sir, this tree here's my friend.
Look out, Wiley. There's snakes in that tree.
No, there ain't.
There is now. Why shakes? Why shakes? That tree's full of snakes. Now I'll show you not to fool with the hairy man. Branches, branches, brittle as ice, snap in two and I clap twice. Well, I got you, Wiley.
Oh, no, you don't.
Then I'll blow you out. Wind, wind, rising howl, make those branches creak and growl.
Damn, it's windbag. Harry Man, I always knew you were a windbag. How do you like this? Harry Man, I'm as safe as I can be sitting up here in this tall tree.
Wiley! Now I'm gonna do something terrible.
You ain't so scary now.
I ain't.
Oh, you is. You is, you is.
Looky here what I found.
Oh.
Now I'm gonna chop you to the ground!
Oh, chop. No! Chop. Oh, Mammy taught me a climb for this!
Chop!
What were the words? Chop. The words? The words!
Chop!
Chip! Chip! Chop! Chop!
Chop!
Chip! Chop! Chum!
Chop!
Rubber! Turn the tree trunk into rubber! Chip! Chop! Chop! Rubber! Turn the tree trunk into rubber! Chip! Hound dog!
Wiley! Don't you go call no!
Hound dog! Run, Harry Man, or my dog's gonna bite you like you've never been bit before!
I can't stand no dogs!
Everybody knows that! Hound dog! Hound dog, get him! Get him, dog! Harry Man, look out for that old log behind you! You's about to trip over!
Hush up, Wiley! I ain't falling for no dumb tricks!
You's about to, Harry Man!
No!
what to do. Oh, dog, she's just got to.
Tyler, did you know that the Australian lyrebird can mimic any sound that it hears? Even chainsaws?
No, that's super interesting.
Did you know that a baby puffin is called a puffling?
Or no.
That baby sea otters can't swim, so their moms wrap them up in pieces of kelp until they learn how to paddle?
Wait, do you know any trivia that isn't like animal related?
Not really, but here's some stuff you may not know about the Wild Hare Saloon, where Camby goes to eat and have fun.
Okay.
The Wild Hare is one of Camby's longest running locally owned restaurants. Owners Joan and Darren Moden have been in business for 16 years.
That's cool.
Yeah, heck, you were just a baby back then. And they love to give back. They've been members of the Camby Chamber for that long, and they donate over $20,000 to local sports, FFA programs, and civic organizations each year.
Wow, I'm legitimately like caught off. That's cool.
Yeah. They also support more than 30 jobs in the community through their award-winning staff, some of them as young as 18. Hey, that's older than you are.
Dude, I'm 10 months younger than you.
With the days getting longer and the weather getting warmer, the Camby Wild Hare's expansive outdoor patio is the place to be. Furry friends, welcome.
Well, that sounds great. I'm going to go check them out just off of Highway 99E next to the Space Age in Camby at 1656 Beaver Creek Road in Oregon City or on their website at thewildhairsaloon.net.
Now Hear This, Camby is produced by me, Tyler Clausen. Our content director and star reporter is Tyler Frankie. And of course, our show is edited by Cameron Clausen. We also feature the vocal talents of Joy Struby and James Walden. So a round of applause to them. The song that you're hearing right now is Camby by singer-songwriter Olivia Harms, used with her permission. To find more work from her, you can visit her website, olivia13.com.
Now Hear This, Camby is dedicated to preserving independent local journalism and redefining local news with our fun, fresh, and energetic brand of storytelling. Our sincere thanks to our local sponsors who make this show possible. Please show your appreciation by supporting the small businesses who support us.
The production of Now Hear This Studios, Camby's locally owned, full-service audio, video, and media production company. Our mission is to produce the best content in the universe. And we'd love to help you do it. Find us online at nhtstudios.com.
I will take a motion to adjourn.
I just moved it.
I didn't even ask for it, though.